Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King's Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot-7-inch Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Are you or someone you love caught in the trap of sin, addiction, abuse, and depression? Are you experiencing fear, poverty, anger, or rejection? Those cycles can be broken. Christ will set you free. Loweda Rashke, a licensed ordained minister of the gospel and TV radio evangelist, will teach you how to know the truth and be free. John 8:32. Learn Bible principles to break the destructive cycles of sin, fear, or abuse in your life and walk into the destiny and identity that God intended. Watch Loweda's Be Free program on the National Impact Network on Dish and DirecTV, or listen to her Be Free radio program on KRVL 1230. Visit her website at loweda.org. That's L-O-U-A-D-A.org for information, resources, or to have her come speak at your ministry event. Loweda Rashke Ministries is a proud sponsor of the Cross at Kerrville radio program. Visit her website at loweda.org. That's L-O-U-A-D-A.org for information, resources, or to have her come speak at your ministry event. Loweda Rashke Ministries is a proud sponsor of the Cross at Kerrville radio program.
Many wonderful companies have donated their time and services to build the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville, Texas. We want to thank and encourage you to support these Christian-owned businesses. Chensky Incorporated, Vocal and BEI Engineering, Guadalupe Electric, Gardens at the Ridge, Billy Long Enterprises, Watson Farms, Love Creek Orchards, Danny's Tiles, Newsom Sprinklers, Alamo Crane, Mike's Crane, Mid-Tex Pumps, Tenon Drilling Company, STI, Ecotech, Deb Steel, Eagle Bronze, Jeweled Steel, and Max Griner Jr. Designs. Would you please support and join these fine Christian-owned companies by making your own gift today to the Sculpture Prayer Garden so construction can continue? This is good ground to sow good seed. Thank you for your prayerful consideration.
Welcome to the Cross in Kerrville radio show. Loweda Rashke is a co-host with me today. And Loweda, we've got another great guest today here. Who do we have today?
Joan Aprile from Hill Country Youth Ranch. He's got some amazing testimonies. I can't wait.
And that's going to be fun. But before we get to that now, we want to go to Dawn Kennedy with our visitor's comments. Dawn?
Good morning. Norma and Destiny Canizales from San Antonio came up to the cross, and they said this was their first time visiting. It was such an amazing experience, and they could personally feel the presence of their Heavenly Father. They experienced such a wonderful sense of peace, tranquility, and overall walking the paths of the Holy Land. They wanted to say they would also give a very special thank you to Mr. Bill Warner, who prayed with her and her daughter. Our emotions overwhelmed us by such a powerful prayer. God is good all the time. He was such a blessing to both of us. May God bless such a wonderful haven for hope. Please continue to have us in your prayer as well as my entire family. Sincerely, Children of God. An anonymous visitor from Spring, Texas said she had just put a note by the Hope statue. Pray for me to share with my husband my healing of an abortion that we had 38 years ago. We said we would never talk about it, but I know God wanted this secret of our hearts healed. Thank you for forgiving, Jesus. Thank you for healing our whole family. Smokey Shelton on Facebook said, my lady Luann visited with me in June. Wonderful place. I left feeling at peace knowing my lady's biopsy was in the good Lord's hands. Many thanks to all who made this place possible. Blessings from Luann and Smokey Shelton. Michael on TripAdvisor said, beautiful art in a beautiful location. We headed up there late one afternoon and it was pretty interesting. Good sculptures and more to come, apparently. Ronnie Wheeler from Round Rock, Texas said, my wife and I have been coming at least once a year for the past 5 years. Peaceful and incredible. And finally, Daphne Zuniga from Facebook said, this prayer garden is breathtaking. Can't wait to go back.
Well, Don Kennedy, thank you very much for those visitors' comments. And Luweta, we've got a special person here today. He's the chaplain at Hill Country Youth Ranch. And this is quite an organization. So why don't you introduce him and take it away.
Yes. Well, Jonah, we are so glad to have you today. You're amazing. So many in the area know you too. You and your most beautiful, gorgeous wife, Faith. Oh, my goodness.
That's
the
star of the show.
I'm telling you, she's awesome. So are you. And baby Judah, we all just love him. He has our heart. Baby Judah does. And so you're a husband, you're a father, but you're also the chaplain, or actually the pastor out at Hill Country Youth Ranch. Tell us a little bit about Hill Country. Country Youth Ranch.
Yeah, it's a mouthful.
It is. I'm going to get it out sooner or later.
Hey, it's okay. Well, you know, we have, I'm traveling today with one of our teenage girls, and I leaned over to her and I said, how would you explain Hill Country Youth Ranch? In what words would you put it? And she said, well, it's family and it's home.
Mm.
And so I think the basis of it is we are a secondary family. And the more clinical definition here is we are a long-term residential care facility. Mm-hmm. Of course, we like to cross out the word facility and put family. Mm-hmm. We offer a home for children that need a second chance. Mm-hmm. They're not bad kids. They just come from bad situations. So mm-hmm. abuse, neglect, mm-hmm. Maybe tragedy and at-risk situations. Mm-hmm. And so we offer a full range of therapeutic services. But at the core of all of it, Luweta, you know, it's mm-hmm. Christ.
It's Christ.
That's the healing agent.
Which is what makes a difference.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, having myself grown up in with sexual abuse and being abandoned and just, you know, alcoholic home, so many things. I just want to say thank you to you and your mom and dad, Gary and Carol, for putting your lives out there and sacrificing all that you've sacrificed to help children so that they can grow up and not be victims, but to be victors. And just thank you for what you do in that area. It's such a blessing. Y'all have affected so many lives over. How long has it been there? When did it start? Like 30 years ago?
Over 41 over years.
41 years. And that was your dad, though, right, that started it?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
41 years of ministering. We thank you so much to you and your family. Amazing, amazing. Well, what was your first experience at the cross, Jonah? I know it's pretty cool. So share that with us.
You know, Luweta, I was thinking about this the last few days, and the cross is just one of those places that is, you had a gardener on earlier mm-hmm. On your show, and I really felt the word I got coming here was greenhouse.
Mm.
It really just provides this place for these plants to grow in the spirit as well. Mm. And I was a young shoot in the Lord when I came to the cross. A friend actually who worked at the youth ranch said, you got to go to the cross tonight. They're going to have this worship event. And this was back when it was a big copper cross and not much else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the parking spots were still in the dirt and little mounds on the side. So it was in one of those dirt mound areas that they were having this worship night. And I didn't know what to expect. I was growing my beard out like a mountain man. And I had this kind of John the Baptist seeking the Lord thing going on. I had cut off my email address, my phone. I had taken my dad's advice. He said, just go be with the Lord for a while. I didn't know exactly what direction I wanted to go in my life. I just wanted it to be the Lord. So at my friend's recommendation, I went up to the cross, and immediately when I walked up to this group, just the presence, something shifted immediately in my heart. And I walked into this circle, and this man walks up to me, and he starts saying things about my life no one could have known. Mm-hmm. It happened so quickly. And that was really one of my first experiences with the gifts of the Spirit, that precise. Uh-huh. Words of knowledge, prophecy.
Yeah, that was real personal.
Oh, man. Yeah. He was up in my mail. And he said things that were, you know, they could have been perceived as general, but I knew in my heart that they were specific. Like he said, I see you working with the youth. Now that seems like a pretty, okay, I'm a young, extravagant kind of guy. And so maybe that you could assume that, but it ministered to my heart because the Holy Spirit was breathing on what he said. And I thought, you know, Hill Country Youth Ranch.
So it had impact.
It had impact on my heart. And he started saying, you know, God's called you aside to this season and all this. And it was just powerful. So I was like, Lord, you have my attention. And he kind of walked away from me, was pacing a little bit. And he came back to me and he said, have you ever been baptized in the Spirit? And to be honest with you, I didn't really know. Yeah. I didn't know the full extent of that. But he, without even laying hands on me, he never touched me. He just looked at me and he said, well, you're about to experience something really powerful. And the next thing I knew, Lueda, I was falling down backwards and people caught me. And it was almost like this warm drink of love just spilled through my whole being. I lost kind of the sense of where I was in the atmosphere. And people started praying for me, whispering things. Like you said, Roy, that it was just ministering to my heart, powerful impact, things no one could have known. And that night, before I had gone to the cross, I had prayed to the Lord, you know, I really want to follow you, God. The one thing in my life that was always a stronghold growing up was the dating thing, you know, women. And I didn't want to be distracted.
Yeah.
And so I said, God, I don't know what it looks like, but I want you to take this place in my heart. And after that night, this is going to sound funny, but I woke up the next morning almost with butterflies in my stomach, just pursuing the Lord.
Wow.
I wanted nothing.
So you knew
else.
You had changed.
I knew I had changed. Mm-hmm. And reading the Bible was fun. It was not boring.
Because you were looking, you knew that just around the corner was going to be more illumination, more inspiration, more knowledge, more understanding, more comprehension.
Man, the colors on the trees were more vibrant. I mean, it was like
well,
John
you were
Wesley
vibrating
said,
at a whole different frequency.
Brother, I was humming. I remember John Wesley reading this, that he said he had an experience where it was like his Christianity turned from monochrome to color. Mm. And that's what happened for me. And the cross provided that greenhouse for that to happen.
It facilitated that.
That's right.
What a story.
Awesome. Now, didn't you say something to me about being a monk?
Girl, you talked about me being a husband and a father. That almost didn't happen because of Max Griner. No, let me explain. I was so in love with the Lord from that night that I literally started Googling monasteries. I thought, man, I could do the celibate thing. This is so good. I don't know.
Sounded good.
Right. Shortly after that, I met my wife. So it was just the
And
right
I can
time.
See how that would change everything.
Oh,
she
my
is
gosh.
Gorgeous, amazing, yes. Talented, beautiful girl.
And she was absolutely in love with the Lord. So,
well,
and
God
that was
knew
the
what
difference.
To send you.
Yeah,
that's right.
He had to get you away from being a monk. He couldn't just send you anybody.
Well, Jonah, that went a little too far, but
he brought you back to center, back
that's
to
right.
balance
that's
there,
right.
just in time. That's amazing. And you know, to be able to go up to the cross and seek the Lord. A lot of people go up there seeking wisdom for their entire life, the direction of their entire life, or they are in such a crisis that they've got to have an encounter with God. And it happens all the time up there. And so isn't it cool that the Holy Spirit said through that man, you're going to do something with youth? Well, your dad founded Hill Country Youth Ranch. I mean, he didn't know that, I would assume, you know, he didn't know that.
He's a total stranger to me.
Right. So he was speaking to you, yes, this is what's going to happen.
Did your dad have any influence on
the ultimate decision you had and where you wanted to go with your life?
My dad was such a good dad. He's always been a dad first, a boss second. So he would always tell me, you got to listen to God. I have things that I see on your life, but it could be noise. You got to listen and follow God. And so he offered ways for me to plug in at the ranch and tried not to be too pushy. Of course, I think I always had a special connection to the youth ranch. When people would ask me for my story in college and stuff, I'd start talking about the youth ranch. So it was always kind of like a David and Solomon thing. His dreams were in my heart. So I'm thankful.
That's a good
to be
answer.
A trio.
Yeah, that's really good.
That is amazing. Well, okay, so in the day-to-day thing at Hill Country Youth Ranch, you're being like a chaplain and a pastor. And how does that actually play out? How do you actually pastor these kids? I mean, let's say they're coming in and they are just, they're so broken. They're broken. Do you know, I assume that you first lead them to Jesus and they come to you through the system, through... How does that happen?
Mostly it's going to be CPS placement.
Okay.
But there are other situations, private placement, other situations that come
okay.
up.
Okay. And do you take them up to the cross very often?
You know, we have several. So the way our campus works is it's sort of like little cottages and little families within themselves. So we have house parents living in the cottage or cabin. Mm-hmm. And that's a very different model. You know, people think of our mission, sometimes they think of like bunk houses lined up and the orphanage style. And, mm-hmm. and those are great. But we have really found that this family model works best. And so sometimes those house parents, they'll kind of do their own thing during the week. We have some program things that pull us all together. But a lot of house parents have taken their cabins up to the cross. They'll write prayers on the prayer rocks. Mm. We'll go there on events sometimes that they're holding up at the cross. And mm-hmm. so, mm-hmm. absolutely. We have kids going up there all the time.
Awesome. Awesome. And I'm sure that there are stories that maybe you don't even know yet how God has changed their lives from being up there at the cross, because there's such a unique, special presence of God that you can't find anywhere else. I mean, really, I mean, God's with us. He's everywhere, but there's such a special anointing. And when you bring all those sculptures and the prayer rocks and just the beauty of the landscaping and the music, all of it together. And of course that cross, that 77.7 foot tall up inside that cross, you can't experience that anywhere else. It cannot happen. So thank you for bringing your kids up there. I'm sure in heaven, that's when you'll find out all the stories of what God did up there.
I imagine so.
Jonah, is there anything specific that you would like to share with our audience before we go?
Absolutely. You know, I love Holy Spirit, love mm-hmm. the gifts that He ministers, all that. And I think sometimes we charismatic folk get a bad rap for not clinging to Scripture as well. But one thing I love about the cross is it is a launch place for experience in the Holy Spirit, but there is Scripture everywhere.
And yeah. that was by design.
And it was on purpose, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Max has such a heart. I mean, every sculpture mm-hmm. is a scene from mm-hmm. Scripture, or it's based on a concept from Scripture. And so you get the full meal there. And the other thing I would say is, you know, the cross and the Hill Country Youth Ranch have a similar mission in that we want to really get in the details in our campus in providing a spiritual experience. But our goal is that people would experience God on the outside even greater because of what they experience inside.
Awesome.
And I think the cross does that very well.
Yes, it does. Awesome.
Well,
love
Jonah,
it.
Jonah Prio, thank you for taking your time to be here with us today. And thank you for what you do.
Thank
out
you,
at the ranch. And Loida, anything you want to share before we get out?
Well, people need to know more about the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, so they need to go to thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org, or they can call the office at 830-928-7774. You want to go see this place. You want to experience. You want to be there, trust me.
It is an experience.
Yes. Yes, and you also can go to my website. I'll just throw that in there at luada.org, L-O-U-A-D-A.org. We have lots of free resources and ministry for you there.
And we're always looking for volunteers at the cross.
Amen.
And we're also looking for financial support
yes.
at the cross.
Yes.
All right. Thank you both very much. Jonah Prio, and thank you, Loetta Roschke and Don Kennedy, for being with us today on the Cross in Kerrville Radio Show.
Thank you.
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse DePlantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com. Or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation
so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.